Christina Corton. Beautiful.
Yeah. And backed up awesome. By Ryan. I don't know the last name.
I don't know the last name
Scott.
Either.
Scott.
Ryan Scott. Yeah. Two first names. Ryan Never Scott. Trust first anybody name. With two first names.
Ryan right. Three.
Three? That's true.
Ryan Peters.
Ryan Peter Scott. That's a kind of a cool name. All right. I'll dig that. All right. We are Dave and Giggles. We are live in the studio.
We are.
Down
we
in the studio.
We are very alive.
Very alive. I do want to say that I feel like you guys were kind of like, I'm getting a sense that you guys feel like you were rushed in and like, let's do it.
No.
I just don't like to talk too much before a show. And I don't really like, cause then everything gets lost, you know, like we start talking, we start bantering,
sure.
Then we start talking about stuff and then it doesn't get to the air and it makes me mad. I'd rather talk
about it here
because we have never met, but I'm happy you're here.
How did she get, let's find out how she got on the show. Cause this seems to be a sort of running theme. With somebody who's been on the show before gets that person on, or did you just seek?
Well,
her
if
out?
If you ask Christina, she'd say she got an email from me.
I did.
Yeah. How did you feel about that email?
I felt okay about it.
Yeah, you weren't like, who is this creepy dude?
No, I felt okay about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So basically, the idea is that Rockwood Music Hall, a lot of the people that we have on here play there.
It's a good
so
place.
A lot of the times I'll just go on their site and listen to people, and if I like them, I'll email them.
Nice.
You were one of the people that I liked, and
nice.
I emailed. So
that's
here
nice.
We are.
Wow,
that's pretty nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Really good stuff. Oh. So, Christina.
Yes.
Let's. Oh, God, I'm coming in here. You now. I know this is probably like the cliche question, but
no,
you went
okay.
to Juilliard.
I did.
For college.
For college.
Because it is only.
I mean,
a college.
College is big quotations. But
college.
Yes, college.
All right. So to explain to me why college is big quotations.
I mean, it's a conservatory. It's not really like a college.
So you don't have a football team? Or
no, there's no hockey team.
But does there need to be sports to be a college?
No. No.
No, but it's, you know, super small.
But you focused primarily on violin.
Yeah.
Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I mean, a lot just personally, but I do love to try and play all sorts of stuff.
So Juilliard is like...
Sapphire.
I'm on fire tonight. I'm gigging.
All right, just go with it.
I'm just going. All right.
Go.
So Juilliard is like one of the, it's like the best. It's
not the best, actually, but it's up there.
But before.
And I think it's actually not even as close to up there as it used to be.
Why? What gave it the bad name?
I think, I mean, I don't think it has a bad name. I just think it's, you know, the quality is.
It's really what you make out of it. Because, you know, you could be, you got a college is.
You can do so many different things there. You can approach it so many different ways. But so that's that part of it is good.
It's a nice
It's
a nice prequel to the I went to Juilliard. So there comes before even somebody hears out of your mouth or your violin, they're like
they know that you're trained.
You know that you're trained. You're not some Joe Schmo off the street.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
For better or worse.
For better or worse. Right, that's right. That's true. Definitely. I mean, that comes with any territory. You say you're in a punk band, for better or worse. You know, like, it happens. Like, all right, so I want to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
So you're a Buffalo girl?
I am.
Oh, how did you deal with those Buffalo winters? Those are terrible.
I didn't realize until I left.
Yeah, it's so bad up there.
Yeah.
I spent a little time up in Buffalo. But regardless, so you what made you decide to go to New York City and go to Juilliard?
My acceptance.
So how'd you get in? Did you have to, like, write something?
No, you have to do an audition and go and play for the people and, like, prepare a bunch of stuff just like any other.
So you did a lot of music theory, like, worked your ass off and then.
Yeah, not really. I mean, not really. That's kind of, I mean, I just kind of.
So they just saw your natural talent and they were like, let's get
her in. I just psyched myself into being, like, ready.
Yeah.
Kind of. I don't know.
So what was ready? Like, what would you go there and you say, all right, this is me.
Yeah, and I mean, I practiced, you know.
Did you just nail every audition?
No, I didn't get in everywhere. I didn't get into Eastman, I don't think. Although I was, I remember when I was going to my audition there was a horrible snowstorm and I was stuck in the car for
Buffalo
3 hours and I had to pee so bad.
What'd you do?
And it was horrible. I held it until I got there, but it was like the most.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
So painful.
It's so painful.
So dangerous.
It was terrible. And then by the time I got there, I was just like so fucked up from.
I was down in Atlantic City this weekend. I was at the craps table and I had to pee so bad. And, like, we were, like, in the mid thing, you know, like, you clap, you play them for a while on the same hand. And, like, I was just like, oh, my God, I got to. It was really bad because you're drinking all night, too. It was really bad.
That's happened to me once on stage where it was really bad. It was, like, an orchestra thing.
What did you do?
I couldn't get up. Like, it was not acceptable. I almost passed out on stage, actually.
Wow.
It was the worst.
Wow.
Ever. Do you remember me telling you about that? Canary Island.
Did you let out a few drops? Because we've all been there. Let's just be honest.
No, I didn't. But
once you open the gate.
Yeah, so. No, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, you can't let out a few drops in that situation. But yeah, so, you know.
So you almost passed out. Did anybody look over at you and were like, Christina?
Well, as soon as the first clap happened, I exited the stage and people were like, oh, no.
Is there anything more exhilarating and satisfying, though, than that pee?
No.
That is the best.
I remember it.
See, I told you, we're not like any other radio show you've ever been on.
I will say I pee myself. If I have to pee that bad, like, I just as soon as I get into the door, like, it comes out. And I'm like, because I know that I'm getting closer to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, Now, my wife was like, what are you doing? Because I was, like, dancing. I was, like, dropping stuff down. I was like, I got to go get. And she's like, what's your problem? And as I was running to the bathroom, I'm literally peeing myself. But I made – it's okay. It happens. But
I don't know if you – wow.
What?
You're like
we're
as
opening
bad
it up.
As your child. You're as bad as your child.
I thought we were opening it up.
We are opening it up. Everything is safe here.
I have a 14-month-old son, by the way, just so you know. Cool. To throw that out there, a little backstory. Because we don't know each other.
We don't know
what we've been through.
He pees himself.
I pee myself.
Really? You pee himself.
We all pee ourselves.
So you're in Juilliard, and you're like, oh, I don't like this place. What didn't you like about it?
Well.
Did you feel like you missed out on the college experience, though?
No, because I didn't really care. I didn't really care about that in particular. I just was trying to figure out how to. I didn't have any friends. I mean, it's just a hard time in anyone's life, I think, if you move away from your family and all of your friends and go to a place and you don't know anybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so,
pretty far, too.
Yeah,
Buffalo,
I mean,
near
you
city.
Know, it's not that far. It could have been a lot. I mean, there's people
that's
that
true, but I mean, Buffalo is
there.
So far.
It's not that far. It's not far
but
at
it's
all.
Like in the middle of nowhere. Like, to get there, you have to go through the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, well.
Kind
there's
of.
More middle of nowheres than New York State, maybe. But.
Maine, like Bangor, Maine. That's another one.
Is it true that Buffalo has the highest suicide rate in the country? Is that true?
Oh, my gosh.
I hear something about that.
Like, I don't know. That's a good.
You might be right. I feel like
I feel like I've heard that before, that's and it could be dark. Different. But I just saw.
It's pretty dark.
I just saw a video online of this bus driver who stopped his bus because there was a woman on the bridge in Buffalo. and was basically like, ma'am. And
oh, that was in Buffalo?
That was in Buffalo. Ah. And then that got me thinking, yeah. You know, but
yeah.
God, I just, I can't, well, but that's, you know, any step is a, you know, you don't want to knock your hometown, but any move is a good move when you get out of Buffalo.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
Ryan Buffalo's likes okay. it.
Ryan really loves it. Ryan hasn't been there in a long time.
So how did you two guys...
Before we can talk about that, real quick, what was the name of the song that you played when you first opened up?
Light Fighter.
Light Fighter, and that's mm-hmm. off of...
That's off of Varsity, the second record. That
the
I
second,
made.
And you're and what's your latest record? Is it your third?
The latest thing that I have out is that, which is not very recent, actually, but I'm it's an older working one. On a...
So you're working on your third album.
Thing right now. Yeah, maybe an EP, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What's very the cool. difference between an album and an EP?
Shorter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Five songs. Maybe.
Good answer. Good
yeah.
answer.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm trying to get it together.
So the last of the things you opened up with was off the second album.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. And the name of it again was?
Light Fighter.
Light Fighter.
Oh. Yeah.
Very awesome.
Yeah.
You going to deal with that?
Yeah, I'll deal with it.
All right, you deal with here. That.
Okay.
Why don't we play another song while he goes and okay. does this thing?
You want to play...
Sure.
Yeah. And maybe just two times at the end.
Talk for a little bit, and we'll get Schaefer in here, and he'll listen to the song, because then I want to hear the song.
Just sure. what?
Okay.
Pain in the ass.
Are we live?
So we are totally live. Everything's going live. Everything is cool. So Christina.
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll wait for him, so everything is cool. So when you decided to leave Juilliard, did you eventually graduate, or did you just leave? So you
graduated.
Left. You graduated, and then you were like, I'm out of here.
I graduated, and I was out of there. I mean,
got that degree, you know.
Got that degree, and you're out.
Well, big, I wanted to get the degree. You know, it's like I made a choice to get it my
yeah.
first year. I was like, okay, either I'm out of here right now, or I'm going to get it. And
do
no,
you think
no
it was
funny,
worth it?
No
do you think it was worth it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't have any regret. You can't regret
no.
whatever. I mean, it's just like my life path or whatever, so I... It's just what it was, and I have great...
What would you tell the people who wanted to... Because, I mean, I feel like going into music school is such a, like, decisive, you know, thing.
It's very specific.
It's
yeah.
very specific.
Hi.
So we got Schaefer.
Hi.
What kind of radio show is this?
I know, we give him a time.
That's good.
And then we're just going to introduce everyone around. What up, buddy? Just hang over there for a minute.
yeah, it's a very specific
right.
thing, and it's a very gray area... You know, depending on your professors and your teachers.
I can't see you.
There can be a lot of heartache and miss.
So what would you tell to people who are going to go into music? What would be, like, what's something you learned through that whole thing?
Well, I mean, I would just tell whoever to just don't give up. Stay strong.
Stay strong.
And keep doing it. If you really love it, if you really want to do it, do it. But it's not easy, you know. But it's fun, and you have a lot more fun than a lot of people at times.
At times, sure.
It's a, you know, it's just like anything. There's the good side and the bad side.
Definitely.
But it's just like, well, is the good side going to weigh out for you?
When I was ready to go to school, I was going to go for music. And like it was all ready to go. And then I decided like last minute that
really?
I didn't want to make it a career thing. I wanted it to be more fun.
More fun, yeah.
So I just went, okay, I'm not going to do that. And then for like 3 years, I had no idea what I was going to do.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. But I still had a lot more fun in college than I should have. But regardless, I think we're back. Everybody's settled.
Everybody's
right?
here. Sorry right, about
so
that.
Why don't we get into
okay,
another
cool.
song? What's the name of this song?
Love is a Season is the name of this song.
Love is a Season.
Yeah.
Christina Courtney.
Summer's here all year round. For he is with me everywhere, in the sea and in the air. Troubles, no, I needn't care all year round. All year round. All year round. I
all year long. Blackout hits, I have no power, even in my darkest hour. He is the most lovely flower all year round. Sometimes he's so serious, a trait I find mysterious, and that suits me, I'm curious all year round.
Listening to yourself talk.
I do. All right, so real quick before we get into some other stuff, one of the things I watched while doing some research on you was you were on Talk Stoop.
Uh-huh.
Which was, how was that? Was it kind of exciting? Did you ever see yourself in like a taxi? Because that's where they play them, right?
No, I never did, but I heard people say that, like, oh my God, I saw you in a taxi. Like,
I'm going to wait till you get back on mic. But,
I haven't. I have never seen it.
You've never seen yourself. So the one thing that you talked about was, I think you were like the first to ever play on the stoop. Was that what she said?
Maybe. Did we play? Were you there?
I think so.
You guys played. Yeah. I think it was you. Huh. I think it was you.
Yeah, it was Ryan.
Huh. And one thing you said was, one thing you want to get across is like visually your music. To audience or like anybody.
Yeah.
And it's true. I will agree to that. You have a passion for the music that comes across only when you're doing it. Yeah. Not like you don't have it now, but when you do it, it comes across very, very huge.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, part of it. That's why it's always been a challenge to figure out how to make the record.
Feel that.
Yeah. How to do the record so it's like the show, but that's not. I don't know. Is it possible? I think so, but it just.
I think if you're
time.
Into it, it comes across whether it's audio or visual.
Yeah. No,
definitely.
It's been a long and steady learning process. So it's been great. I mean.
So I want to ask you this question. Everybody has those moments where they have to go on stage, and they're not into it.
Oh yeah.
How do you overcome that? Because I mean, if you're going to go out there and you're going to be the same person you are, or at least that energetic, how do you do it?
Well, it's
not
really,
have to pee.
It's really bad if it's not. If it's so hard to do it. If you're not into it, it's. I mean, you just fake it, and it's terrible.
Just fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of things that it just depends on so many things, but I try usually I can get myself out almost always.
So music will bring you out of the hole.
Yeah. But But every once in a while it won't happen, it's just like very bad. But yeah. that happens less and less all the time.
Do you find that like I mean, because there's a connectivity with music and an audience.
Yeah.
You find that when you're not into it, they're not into it, or sometimes they're into it, and when you're not into it, or vice versa.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's weird. Everyone's perception is different. You know,
totally.
Everyone's experience is different, and what everybody ate for breakfast that morning is different. You know, it's just like
it's true.
You have no idea where people are coming from, or people don't know where I'm coming from. You know, so it's all just I don't really know, but I try it. I'm always trying to do my best, and
that's all we can hope for.
Spread the love.
Have you ever had that moment when you're on stage and you're singing to somebody, you're playing your song, and there's something you're just like, I just want to stop. I just like
No, I can't. That's not in
that's
my
not
repertoire.
Professional.
No, it's
that's actually not in my blood.
You can't do that.
No.
What is your? Can I ask? What's
that.
Your blood? Are you Italian? What's
Yeah. I am. I'm Italian and Irish, but I just, whenever I see somebody, and I know that it's not a bad thing, it's totally acceptable, but whenever I see somebody stop a song, I'm just like,
it's terrible.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Back in, I want to say 98, I saw REM at MSG,
nice.
And they played, I can't remember what song it was. It might've been What's the Frequency, Kenneth, which is one of my favorite songs.
Nice.
And they stopped it three times.
Really?
Three times and then picked it up again. Stopped it, picked it up again. Stopped it, picked
no,
it. I was blown away. I was like, wow.
Wow,
REM, man.
Yeah, right.
It was amazing.
Luxury. I mean, that was in their prime.
That was the last tour.
What's the frequency?
They stopped three times in the middle of it.
See, that's just crazy to me. But I guess, you know, if you're it doesn't really matter. But just me personally, like,
you just keep going. The show must go on.
I mean, that's just like part of my. I don't know.
Has there ever been an awkward moment? Like, what's the most awkward moment that's... I won't give the visuals of what's happening in studio, but our producer has just arrived.
And he's drinking a beer. This is terrible.
But
all right,
here.
Move on.
We're moving on. Has there ever been, like, an awkward moment, like, in doing a show where somebody's just making eye contact with you and you're like, I don't like this?
There's always people that are doing things that are either stupid or just obnoxious. I mean, I'm so...
Past that.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about what
tunnel
people,
vision.
If people are wanting to be however they want to be, like, it has nothing to do with me and what's going on stage. So,
I mean, it
needs to really get invasive in order for it to, like, mess with me. And that's somebody have to take it pretty far.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I try just to.
So they
got to
heckle
I'm
you.
Not really
they
got to
start heckling.
Yeah, I'm not really that interested. I mean, if somebody wants to heckle me, like, I don't really.
The wrong place for it.
It does. It's not like it's a comedy act.
It'd be pretty odd.
It would be interesting. Have you ever encountered like a heckler at a show?
Totally.
I mean, you guys played thousands of shows.
There's like positive heckling, which is like kind of intense. Like when somebody's like after everything you do is like, ah,
it's just too
I
much.
I love that, and you're just like, oh, okay, like chill out.
They could just be tripping though.
Yeah,
like,
no,
you know.
Totally. See, that's the thing.
Totally.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they've ingested.
They're on their own journey.
You don't know what
they
had for breakfast.
Really care.
No.
It's like, whatever. But no, I try not to remember those things anyways. So.
All right, since we're talking about it, what's the best on the road story that you can think of? Off the bat. I hate to put you on the spot, but I love on the road stories.
Ryan?
They're so much fun.
Yeah.
We stayed with a complete stranger once, and not that that's that out of the ordinary. This guy...
Turned out to be a really cool guy.
Yeah, he turned out to be really cool, but it was really weird.
Where were you?
Alabama.
We were not in...
What city was it?
It wasn't Birmingham.
Not, you know,
it was like... It was...
Selma?
No, it was
Athens?
Called...
That's Georgia.
That's Georgia.
Decatur.
That's a pretty big city, though, isn't it?
I don't know.
I guess so.
I mean, for Alabama.
So was this guy just like, hey, you need a place to stay?
Like, he was like, I'm a fan. Like, do you need a place to stay? Like, we'll do a show in my town. And I was like, okay, yeah, great, awesome. We're going to stay with this guy. And, like, we show up, and he's like, I was like, Ryan, like, who is, like, maybe, because we were driving down the street, and, like, there was all these, like, houses, and it was, like, very Tim Burton-esque, like, everything was the same. And I was like, maybe this guy, like, how old is this guy? You know,
no idea.
No idea.
Same thing when you showed up here. You had no idea what you were getting into.
And I was like, are these? Shit, this guy lives with his dad.
Wow.
Like, this guy is, like, not... He wasn't, like, a kid, but he wasn't very old either, I don't think.
Did he live in the basement?
No, but we, like, slept on the floor upstairs, and he had, like, Domino's pizza ready for us when we got there. It was very sweet. Like, very sweet. And we ended up playing this this show in this coffee house with all these different random people, like, all walks of life, like, all ages.
That's cool.
All different kinds of music. Yeah, like, you know, weird, like, just... totally random and actually really beautiful night. People were really
so you can't ask for more.
And like it was pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Isn't it sad that we've sort of like we expect people to like do something shady?
That's true.
You know, like that whole like you can't hitchhike anymore, you can't sleep at a stranger's house. You know, it's like
it is
the world is just kind of like
well, we've become cold and isolated. But this is going down a totally different path.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm always
I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong.
I'm always on guard.
I do want to tell one story about of waking up at a house where I didn't really know the person. I remember in college, my roommate dragged me along with this guy that I thought was really sketchy, but like he was offering us alcohol or drugs or something along those lines. So we were like, all right, let's do it. And we go there. We go to his house, and he gets so wasted that he passes out, and he was our ride. So we were just sitting there like, oh, fuck. And we're in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, man.
So we're like, all right, let's just, you know, make our way to the floor and just pass out so we can get this over with. And I remember this is the weirdest thing, and it'll sound surreal and like a dream, but it really happened. I woke up by someone screaming, coming into the room and screaming. And I opened my eyes and I looked up, and it was my fifth grade math teacher. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what is happening here? And it turned out to be that was his dad. So go figure. There's my little story.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Special guest. Dave Colon.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that was really strange.
Wow.
So regardless of that, I think maybe we'll do another song.
Sure.
And I think I want to come back in and then we'll talk about early life.
Okay. Early life.
Early life.
Sure.
Take a look at that album. That is a, you know, it's nice to see.
I do like that album.
Look at that. That's great. This is, I saw this and I was like, I liked the, because I bought her album.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I told you that.
You did.
I bought the album. I was like, you know what? The least I could do for this is to buy the album and listen to it. And I liked it. It was, you know, I'm not a music critic. I feel like the internet has now like given way to everybody being a critic. You know, everybody's a troll.
Awesome.
You know, it's like, you know what? True. But my own two cents to it, I liked it.
Yeah.
I would say I like the, there's a sort of raspy sexiness to your voice, if I can say that.
Yeah,
this
sure is
true.
I like.
Sure. I think we should do, let
should
them
hear
play
it
a song.
Instead of me talking
about and then we'll come back and we'll talk about that. I want your
I like
critique
it
when we get back. Think
like
about it.
It
and let them play Lenore,
okay,
and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Sounds good.
Streaming down your chin, now you're feeling low. Why are you still
Christina Court, Lenore.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Good job. Good job.
Thanks.
All right. So get back to your critique.
No, it's not really a critique. I was trying to, like, you know, I'm not a music critic. I said this before, but I was like, who does she sound like? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to compare it to anybody. Like, everybody's their own individual. It was a different sound. I was like, it's a little poppy. There's some sultry vocals in there. And, you know, I was like, this is nice. And then my kid woke up and I had to turn the music down. And I couldn't.
He didn't like
to the rest
it?
Of
you didn't keep it going for him?
Well, it was, I, yeah.
He was crying.
I was trying to keep him asleep, you know, because he wanted to sleep.
There's some tracks on there that would be great lullabies, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah? You should try it.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
I love me a lullaby.
I need you on mic, though. I do need you on mic.
Oh,
sorry. Well, she doesn't have headphones.
Mic. I know you don't have headphones, but
it sounds really good in here. It does just so you guys know.
Good, great, awesome.
So this is something that I've been focused on because I feel like today was an awesome day. And I don't want to bring it back to me.
Today was an awesome day.
Today was a great
bring
day.
Bring it back to you.
I'll tell you what I did today.
Did you go to Home Depot?
I didn't go to Home Depot, but I had a dad day because I'm the I'm the guy. I'm
Most
Mr. Mom.
Most days are dad days.
Most days are dad days, but I'm the guy. I had a great day with my son. The babysitter came. I went and I did I took photos for a book signing for my friend. I'll give a shameless plug here. He's got this book called Getting Groomed. It's the gay man's guide to
who is
it's
this?
Like the wedding planner. His name's Jason Mitchell. He's a friend
have
of mine
him on
from college.
Show?
We'll
show?
Get him on the show next time.
We've had most of your gay guys on the show. How come he's never been on the show?
We've had a lot of gay guys on our show. But he had a book signing, book opening, like book, what do you call it, launch tonight. So I took photos of that, did a little video of that.
Nice.
And then I hopped in a cab and I came down here and I was like, you know what, we're going to have a show tonight. And I was just like, what an awesome day. I was thinking, sometimes I think it's a shame sometimes because I think of my life and Facebook statuses because I want to brag about my day. You know, and I'm like, nah, I won't do that. But I was like, it's one of those like New York days. You're like, you feel artistically or and I can't see. There you go. Artistically enriched. You know, I was like, you covered the bases.
It's true.
I'm jammed up right now.
You are jammed
up. I'm fired up. But thank you for coming on. I feel like you guys are really giving
The last time we went out, you were like jammed up where I thought you were on a lot of coke.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really? We went out to see that concert, the White Denim concert, and like it was like 4 o'clock in the morning and you're going bar to bar going, where's music? Give me music.
It was two, but I was on a high.
Jammed up. He's just out in the street talking to everybody
producing.
Handing out cards, going, let's get you on the show. Let's do it. It was too much. I couldn't keep up. You were just going.
Jammed up. But you should see me on coke.
I don't want to.
You don't want to see me.
Don't want to.
I want to say thank you for, and we're not ending the show right now, but I want to say thank you for giving it your all. Because you don't know who we are. You don't know where this is going. You're like, you know what?
With a bunch of freaking jumps right here.
A bunch of jumps. But giving it 100%, I appreciate that. All right, what's your question?
What's my question? I don't have any questions.
Just jammed.
All right, so this is a question I have for everybody. I want to kind of go around the room on this one. I kind of asked this to all my musicians who come in, and I think I might have asked this last time. But growing up, who was, A, the person that was your musical influence, and then what did they pass along to you, like band-wise or music-wise?
Like person specifically?
Was it your mom? Was it a cousin? Was it an older sibling or something along those lines? And how old were you when you first were like, this is my jam?
Maybe you should go first.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a teacher in Palo Alto, California, like my first guitar teacher.
How old were you?
I was 10.
Nice. Starting early.
I mean, that was my jam, I guess. I don't know what originally.
Well, that could be an influence. I mean, someone teaching you and showing
you. Sure.
I
mean, as far as influences, it's changes as the years go on. But, you know, Clapton in the beginning and then
Interesting.
Ryan's a big
Van Halen Van Halen Metallica when I was like 12.
Nice.
And then Stevie Ray Vaughan hardcore
slipped in there
my kid years.
Nice.
And then Coltrane and, Sonny Rollins. And
so as you got older, your music, your palate got a little bit more broader and less like.
Yeah, now it's back. I was a jazz guy when I moved to town. But now I'm just listening to Pete Townsend.
Now you're back to the classic rock.
Ray Davies, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So you California bred?
Yeah, more or less.
All right.
Totally.
That's cool. How you liking New York? How long have you been here?
12 years.
So you've been here long enough to call it your own.
Longer than anywhere else.
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah, that's really cool, actually. It's longer than anywhere else for you, right?
By far, actually, that's like cool. Any other place.
Even longer than California?
Well, California as a state.
Right.
Yeah.
As an adult.
As an adult, of course.
Yeah, well, actually, twice, well, yeah. No, much longer than California, actually. Because I lived in Denver for 6 years as a kid, St. Louis.
You bounced around. Were you a military kid?
No, stockbroker.
Stockbroker kid. Weird. I don't know if I've ever met a stockbroker kid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
What made it a stockbroker?
Only child.
Only child.
So they just moved at will.
Yeah.
So what made them move around so much?
Various jobs and then golf.
They were into golf.
And,
all right.
Rich parents.
This is getting really weird. Okay.
It's pretty weird. Yeah. It was fucking weird.
Only child. Block it out.
God, childhood is so weird.
How do you feel about like raising a child? Like you are instilling so much into this kid. Like more so than most dads.
Yeah, it's true. I look at this kid and I'm like, he's really, and I know every kid, every parent probably thinks their kid is smart. Maybe not. But I think my kid is really smart because he's really intuitive. Like he's amazing. Like he's the most amazing thing that I've ever done and created. And it's just, you know,
I will give you one thing. He is the most cool dude. He is a cool dude.
He's a
fun kid to hang out with.
He likes, like, we just got a piano in our place because I was like, I grew up with piano, but I never really learned how to really play it. And I was like, you know what? I got a free piano, no strings attached. And I was like, I had to move it. I had to tune them. All right. But we got a piano in our house, like an upright piano. Yeah. I was like, you know what? At least that. So I've been working on little chord progressions, my scales. I've been practicing.
Totally.
But he gets over there and he reads his books.
He just bangs.
He bangs on it. But he loves music. And he loves people, and he loves, like, interacting. And
he does love music.
And I think that's cool, man. But to get off of me real quick, but, like,
I feel like you're going to be that inspirational person, like the first person who taught him music.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, my wife, you know, is doing a lot. You know, I'm not going to say that she's not doing – is going to get me in trouble. She is definitely doing her part. She's not listening. But it's pretty cool because I try to imagine the world through his eyes and what he's seeing. And I'm like, you know, and I'm not sort of censoring things that he sees. And he's like
– he's going along with it.
I put him – like you saw
that. I could mess him up or make him great.
He saw that guy jamming out in Union Square, but he was in bare feet in the subway station, and people were looking at me like...
Oh, yeah, they were giving the dirtiest looks. Like, he was just, like, dancing, he'd fall, and he'd, like, in Union Square, like, down in the dirty dungeons, he was just, like, on the floor, like, slamming on the floor.
Yeah.
So people would walk by and be like, you let your kids touch that floor? You dirty bastard.
Yeah.
You know? But the kid was loving it. How are you going to stop him?
So, yeah. Anyway,
building
he's a cool kid.
Immune system,
you know? Yeah, we're all germs. We're all made of freaking walking germs.
We're all germs, walking
germs. It was a tangent, sorry.
Yeah, no, kid, tangents are fine.
Kid's amazing. He's awesome. But anyways, Christina, musical. It seems so, like, trite when I just say, like, you know, when I ask that question, like, musical.
Don't stop. You just keep going.
I'm jammed up tonight. I'm having a really good day. Oh, God. I feel so good to get out of the house. Oh, God. I don't get out.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. All right, so if we can't think about, like, who was your first, have you thought about it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, my dad was, he's not a musician, but he was always really supportive. And
what'd you learn from him? What'd you take from your dad?
Up
in Buffalo.
My dad, he was just always kind of helping me sneak around a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, he just was on my side, you know?
Yeah.
So he would help, you know, I was in a band when I was 16, like, going to bars, doing things I should not be doing.
You were 16 and going to bars?
Yeah. And
what,
like,
was your take
bars
on bars when you were 16?
Pretty similar to
what
now.
It is now?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I never really, you know, I had my times or whatever, but I don't particularly like bars.
Right.
I don't mind playing in bars, I guess, but he would always, you know, stay late and pick me up and make sure that I, you know.
So he just sit in the back, be the dad who watched you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Was super supportive and still to this day, like, helps me, you know, just, I don't know. He's into it, you know. So, but not that my mom's not into it,
right,
but
of
like
course. Right.
She's
when you do
different.
So when you come out with an album, like your last album, do you send it up to them and you wait like some critique?
Oh yeah, no critique.
But they're like, do you wait for them to be like, oh man, this is really great, or like,
no, I don't. No.
Can't
wait.
Do that. It's
can't
bad.
Do that.
No, don't do that.
Never do that.
Never do that.
No, I don't wait for them to do anything. I just, you know, I gotta let them know that I'm still alive.
That's true.
I'm still doing what I'm doing.
Send a couple bucks.
Yeah, no, they're great. And both my folks are great. So.
Well, they're alive.
Yeah, they're great. They're kicking it. They're
Dead
doing
Dad's
well.
Club.
Dead Dad's Club. Aww. We started it. It's kind of depressing.
It is a little depressing, but we're in the Dead Dad's Club.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's
all
right. Okay.
We've moved on.
We've moved on. Now we're in a club. Hey, you guys aren't in the club.
We weren't in the club.
Nope.
Thankfully, I'm not in the club yet.
Yeah. It's not, you know, everybody's got a club.
Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we play another song?
Okay.
We really diverged and took a couple paths there. A
couple tangents.
And we're going to come back. Why don't we bring it back with the music?
God, please, God.
So bring it back.
Sure. Is he yawning?
Sorry.
Jeez.
I know. It's terrible.
Is that okay? This might be our last song.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Should we? What are we at?
We got like 10 minutes left.
You're so soon, you're already over. You're so high, you're already divine. I can feel the pressure you're under. I wish you would leave it behind. Come down in all of your glory. Come sit down and talk to me. I want your words in the form of the story. I want the gaze you give to see. He's got somewhere, someone, show me something. But now is the light, now so let's get to the point. A jigger and a joint, take me to the island that I know so well. Lindell City on the big boulevard, riding down the sidewalk in a shopping cart. Feeling pretty good about life so far. Feeling pretty good about life so far. So far.
Gordon, why don't you tell everybody where they can go to see all your stuff, like your website?
Oh, yeah, my website. I don't update it as much as I should. My website, come to my house.
You want to just come over?
Come over. Yeah, my website, really.
It's ChristineCorton.com, right?
Yeah, I do like Facebook and stuff. So I don't Facebook do much here. On Facebook except tell people when I'm going to play, where I'm going to be.
That's really all that
when
matters,
I'm doing
yeah.
music. So that's about it.
When's that? What's
I don't really know when the next... I don't have any show. I have a show in March.
All right.
Okay.
At Bard Music.
Are you in the writing now? Are you in the studio
now?
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish. We have a studio that we work at in Williamsburg.
Which studio?
That sounds so...
There'll
like,
be a
whatever.
Show.
Yeah, there's always a show.
You know. Charlie Rockwood.
So check out ChristineCorton.com for show dates.
CORTIN.
Yes.
.com.
Yeah.
Cool. You guys, awesome. This is great. This
good
is
good times.
I feel very lucky to be able to do this.
Lucky to be alive.
Lucky to be alive. Lucky to be able to have two great musicians. It's Ryan Scott.
Yes.
Yes.
Ryan Peter Scott.
And Ryan has his own band.
Oh, let's plug it. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
When are you playing again?
Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
9 o'clock. Rockwood 2.
What's the name of the band? Brian Scott 4.
Yes.
How about Brian Peter Scott?
Ryan.
It's
Ryan Peter Scott. I meant to say that. Ryan Peter Scott. Why don't you just pull it out?
Maybe I will.
You should. I think you should. Ryan Peter Scott 4. Because it sounds good. It's like Ryan Peter Scott. That's 3. And then you add the 4 to it. It makes it 4. Come on.
Okay.
Ryan Peter Scott 4.
Ryan Peter Scott 4.
Yeah, Tuesday night. Tuesday night. And we're doing Fridays with a little guitar trio at Splitty, this new bar down the street on Myrtle between
where
Clinton
Myrtle?
And Vanderbilt. Really it's nice cool. bar. Fun party.
Yeah. Very cool.
Friday
is
like
Splits?
8 to 11. Splitty.
Splitty.
Yeah.
Splitty. What a strange name for a bar. Splitty.
Yeah.
Well, like it has something to do with old Volkswagen buses.
Splitty.
Splitty's maybe
some
a
kind
neat
of.
Name for a Volkswagen.
So
there's
a bunch of hippies?
Hippies.
Bunch of hippies?
Yeah, I guess maybe there's some hippies involved.
You got a Volkswagen van. Yeah. Sounds like
the
it.
Inside's like a Volkswagen van. It's all rubber. It's pretty badass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's Splitty's. Nice. Nice place.
So Friday at Splitty's.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. So you're a house band there?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Splitty house band.
Ryan Peter Scott.
Yes.
4.
Yes, sir. Yeah. 4.
4.
Yes.
All right. I think
that's all I got. I am spent.
Yeah.
I mean,
we can keep going.
Like we can keep going, but I think it's time.
That was fantastic,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you for
so
coming
much,
in. I hope you had fun.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And
thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Cool.
Idly hey.
Go home.
Doodly do.